famous Chinese song Jasmine was sung by students from Confucius classes in Brussels European schools and received a warm welcome at the meeting. Representatives from both sides have highlighted people-to-people exchanges as a basis for the two sides to better understand each other. Elena Moreno-Cuella, who once studied at Fudan University in Shanghai, one of China's top universities, recalled that experience.
All I can say is that it was the best year of my life so far, that I learned so much from the Chinese culture. I actually felt like I was at home at some point. It's a great opportunity to meet Chinese people, to interact, to exchange cultures, to learn and practice the language. It's a bit difficult, but not impossible.
Meanwhile, visiting Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yandong, who co-chaired the meeting, says since the dialogue was set up 3 years ago, it became a pillar for the development of bilateral ties.
作为世界两大力量，两大市场。
As two major powers in the world with major markets and civilizations, China and the EU have long been in a good relationship and can benefit from each other. As long as the two sides uphold the principles of openness and inclusiveness in cooperation, China and the EU will push the strategic partnership to a new high level.
Liu also notes China will make efforts to gather more popular support and wisdom so as to make the people-to-people ties more resilient and robust. For his part, EU Commissioner of Education, Culture, Youth and Sport, Tibor Navracsics, says the EU is ready to enhance bilateral cultural and people-to-people cooperation in the spirit of openness and mutual respect. The EU official stresses that the spirit of harmony and diversity will facilitate mutual understanding and trust.
In nature and society, our world is full of differences that complement each other. Confucius said, "The man aims at harmony, but not at uniformity." In other words, people may see the world through different eyes, but still find ways to live alongside one another in harmony. This is one of the basic principles of our people-to-people dialogue.
The two leaders signed a joint statement after their meeting and attended the opening ceremony of the Confucius Classes project in Brussels European schools, as well as the award ceremony of the China Unlimited competition. For CRI, this is Wang Wei.